Pro football can certainly be dangerous. The National Football League and the Players Union say they do their best to help those hurt on the gridiron. But a House Judiciary Subcommittee has a different view. It is investigating what it says is mistreatment by both the league and the union of retired players who were disabled. One former defensive back has been especially outspoken about the issue, Bernard Parrish. He played with the Cleveland Browns and Houston Oilers from 1959 to 1966. Mr. Parrish feels so strongly that he filed a class action suit in February, claiming that the NFL Players Association colluded with the NFL to deny tens of millions of dollars to players. Bernie Parrish joins us now from the University of Florida in Gainesville. Mr. Parrish, are we talking about injuries or what amounts to a long-term pattern of long-term disabilities that are part of the cost of playing the game?
I think people are most familiar right now with the concussions. Just all of the injuries in general, you know, knees, hips, back and neck injuries. There have been 8,000 players who have played, and out of those 8,000, only 317 are drawing benefits. Well, that's a remarkable statistic. In the most dangerous sport that was ever invented, to have a 3% disability rate is astounding.
We're talking about a lot of players who played the game for a number of years who just can't afford medical care.
Yes. If the retirement plan was paying what it should, if it matched baseball's as we had intended when we won it back in 1959 to 1962, they could afford medical insurance. Baseball's average benefit is about $36,700 a year. Mm-hmm. Our average benefit is under $14,000. Our sport takes in $7.1 billion a year. That's billion dollars a year. Baseball takes in about $4.3 billion. They have huge travel expenses that we don't have. They support a minor league system that we don't have. Mm-hmm. And yet they're able to pay the pension plan that they are paying, and they're still prosperous.
Mr. Parrish, you might know these statistics given all of your research. How long is the career of an average NFL player?
Right now it's given at 3.2 years. Yeah. And the turnover is 27% turnover in the first year.
And a more difficult question even, what's the average age of mortality for a retired NFL player?
Well, we're told that the studies show that it's in the 50s. Thank goodness I'm 71, and an awful lot of my buddies are still kicking, and we're fighting a policy for both the players' union and the league office. The league is delay, deny, and hope we die.
But you know, you do know some players and players who've contacted you who need help.
Many. Many. And it's embarrassing. These guys have great pride. Brent Boyd is one. Played for Minneapolis. Brent had concussions. He's suffering from terrible depression, migraine headaches. His memory has been affected. He's applied numerous times. He's been approved for full and complete disability by two doctors selected by the retirement plan. Mm-hmm. And they doctor shopped until they could find one who turned him down. They lost their house. They lived homeless for a good while. And I'll tell you, some baseball players stepped up and helped him out for a while. So we have some major issues, and we're not here begging with our hat in the hand. We have been not just betrayed morally, but legally, and we're going to correct that.
Bernie Parrish, number 30, always a Cleveland Brown. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.